Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, November 24, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We are studying this wonderful doctrine of mental attitude. And we are in point two, scriptural documentation, and we have noted four scriptures, Proverbs 23, 6, and 7. For as a man thinks in his soul, so is he. And he says to you, eat and drink, like he's your friend, but his heart is against you. He's your enemy. What he really is what's going on in his heart. Galatians 6:3. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And when you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you become grace-oriented in your thinking. And you realize God is everything. And we are absolutely nothing. All that we have and all that we are is by the grace and power of God. Isaiah 55:8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Romans 12:2-3. Stop being conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renovation of your thought, a renewing of your thinking, so that you may prove what the will of God is, namely that which is divine good, the well-pleasing to God, and perfect, the status quo of spiritual maturity. For I say, through the grace which has been given to me, to everyone who is among you, stop thinking of self in terms of arrogance, beyond what you ought to think, but think in terms of sound judgment for the purpose of being rational without illusion, as God has assigned to each one of us a standard of thinking from doctrine. That brings us to number five, Philippians 2, verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. So turn over to Philippians 2, 5. And this is a command for all of us. This isn't an option. This is what God wants you to do. Philippians 2:5. Keep on having this mental attitude in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, this is a mandate for every member of the royal family of God to have the same mental attitude that was in Christ Jesus. And that demands having maximum metabolized doctrine in our hearts. Because the Word of God is the thinking or the mind of Christ. And we have that in some. We're going to have it coming up again in this chapter. But first of all, turn over to 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. We'll start at verse 9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those, now listen, for those who love Him. That's the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Did you see that? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, I got a pretty good mental attitude of thinking of a lot of great things. This is an amazing statement. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, searches all things, even the deep things of God. He is God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, who is from God, God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may understand what God has freely given to us. This is what we teach, communicate, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. This is the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, expressing, now all we have in the Greek, expressing spiritual with spiritual. That's what it says. Expressing spiritual with spiritual. Teaching spiritual truth to your human spirit. The man without the spirit, that is the unbeliever, this is the psychikos man, he is a dichotomous, body and soul, spiritually dead, he's only dichotomous. The unbeliever, the psychikos man, does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He's only dichotomous, only a body and a soul. There's no indwelling of the Spirit, there's no human spirit. He is just body and soul. For they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man, this is the believer, the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, you're indwelt with the Spirit, and now you are, God the Holy Spirit creates a human spirit, now you're trichotomous, body, soul, and human spirit. Now the Holy Spirit teaches your human spirit the grace and truth of the Word of God. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the thinking of Christ. So the Bible is called the Word of God, the mind of Christ, the voice of the Spirit. So the mind of Christ is the absolute truth of the God-breathed Scriptures. Now, that's 1 Corinthians 2, 9-16. Great, great passage. We've already taught that before. So now turn to Romans 8, verse 16. We got this coming up here. Romans 8, 16. The Spirit Himself, God the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our spirit, human spirit, This is the Holy Spirit giving testimony with our spirit, the human spirit, that we are the children of God. And by the way, that just follows verse 15, and we have a very unusual phrase here. It says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as adult sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba is Aramaic. And pater is Greek. It's Abba, pater. Aramaic and Greek. And it really, Abba is Aramaic for father, and pater is Greek for father. So this is Father, Father. We have that. That's a great... this is a great doctrine we're studying now. Wait till we get to verses 15 and 16 and adoption. Every one of you at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ, you were adopted into the royal family of God as adult sons. Fantastic principle, and it's throughout the scriptures, and I'm looking forward to teaching that, but I better finish teaching this one first. All right, the sixth verse, Colossians 3, verse 2. Colossians 3, verse 2. And the word here is phroneo, and I'm going to translate it, keep thinking objectively. Phroneo is objective thinking. Dokeo is subjective thinking. This is phroneo. Keep thinking objectively about the things above, not on the things on the earth. Seventh, turn over Philippians 4:7. Philippians 4:7. I love this, and this is so apropos for all of us at Upland Bible Church, but especially for some of you specifically. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, for most people, they never have no ability to understand this. Unbelievers cannot. Believers who are ignorant of the Word of God, living in the cosmic system, they can't understand this. It's beyond all human comprehension. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. One of the great factors in the believer who is advancing spiritually is a phenomenal mental attitude. A phenomenal mental attitude. One of the great factors in the believer who is growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, advancing spiritually, is a phenomenal mental attitude. Two, the peace of God is a system of thought that you carry with you regardless of circumstances. The peace of God is a system of thought you carry with you regardless of circumstances. 3. The winner believer has this fantastic inner peace and happiness in times of suffering as well as in times of great prosperity. The winner believer has this fantastic inner peace. Inner peace which transcends all human comprehension and happiness in times of suffering as well as in times of great prosperity. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. How much is that worth? That's the greatest of the great, the best of the best. And you have the privilege. God has provided that for you every moment of every day, every day. This is what God's magnificent plan is for you. Now, point three is the importance of thinking truth. The God-breathed scriptures. The importance of thinking the truth of the God-breathed scriptures. One, from our thinking comes our motivation. From our thinking comes our motivation. From our motivation comes our decisions. And from our decisions comes our lifestyle. So from our thinking comes our motivation. From our motivation comes our decisions. From our decisions comes our lifestyle. Two. What we think depends upon our attitude toward the Word of God. What we think depends upon our attitude toward the Word of God. And we will illustrate this by the priority solution formula. Priority solution formula. You all need to have a priority solution formula in your life. See? That is priority number one in the Christian way of life must be God and the Word of God. Priority number one in the Christian way of life must be God and the Word of God. That we must be consistent and faithful in our assembling in a sound Bible teaching church and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and get a maximum amount of God's Word in our heart. And then you organize your life around your number one priority, God and His Word. And once you begin to organize your life around priority number one, God and His Word, then you come to organize your thinking around priority number one, God and His Word. And when you begin to organize your thinking around priority number one, God and His Word, well, you will attain the ultimate objective, spiritual maturity, and have virtue, love, brought to completion in your heart. You will become an invisible hero. You see, everybody's... Well, the conservatives are excited about the fact that Donald Trump is the new president. But the real heroes in America are believers like you, every one of you. Nobody knows about us. Nobody knows our names. We're not, hopefully you're not in the paper. I don't know. You do get your name in the paper. Oh, Lord, you know. So when you begin to organize your thinking around God and His Word, you attain spiritual maturity. You have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Now you become an invisible hero in America. The pivot of mature believers, they're the great heroes in America. And you have great impact as a part of the pivot of spiritually mature believers. And you glorify God to the maximum. You glorify God to the maximum. Ephesians 4:23, you become refreshed, reinvigorated in your thinking, the mental attitude of your mind. Learning the Word of God is tantamount to thinking Bible doctrine. Thinking the Word of God is tantamount to application of the Word of God. You have to learn the Word of God before you can think the Word of God. You have to think the Word of God before you can apply the Word of God. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Second Corinthians chapter 10, start at verse 4. The weapons that we fight with, believers, royal family of God, that we fight with, they are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have power to demolish strongholds. But we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Thinking. All right. Well, that brings us to point four. We're going to start with point four next week. And next Sunday is Communion Sunday. So we will have class and then Communion Sunday. This week, classes are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No class Thursday. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.